Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Morgan Ketchum redefines what it means to be a student athlete. The senior at Reagan High School just led the Pirates women's golf team to back-to-back 4A state titles and third in four seasons by earning individual champion honors with a 4-under showing across 2 days at Pinehurst No. 5. However, as Ketchum will reveal in today's conversation, it's not just about peppering fairways with her insanely accurate and long drive or burying long birdie punts that consume the Virginia Tech commit. She's a model student who dives headfirst into the most difficult of academic subjects. She receives word of the day notifications to her phone. It's bolstered her already impressive vocabulary. She ranks near the very top of her class, and yes, could not wait to get back to school and catch up on the work she had missed while helping Reagan capture yet another state championship. And oh yeah, did I mention Ketchum can drive the ball a mile off the tee? There's a science to that too, she says. Yeah, she's a pretty humble one, and her workout regimen is just as special. I'm Kyle Schatzberger, and this is the story of Morgan Ketchum, state champion golfer and key cog in a Reagan High School women's golf program that's garnered national attention. Here on Triad Sports One-on-One. You've got a unique last name. I'm partial to my own, so I don't know if it's quite as unique, but the list of nicknames goes well beyond what's appropriate for this podcast. What about you, Morgan? Is there a go-to that your peers reach for as it pertains to a nickname?
I don't know. I get Ketchup a lot because of my last name.
That's why I ask, because given the burger in my name and you're one letter removed from the condiment, you see where I'm going. Okay, that was a bad start.
Yeah.
Let's discuss the real reason why I have you on today. The exclamation point you and the Reagan women's golf team put on the 2021 season at the conclusion of October. You earn individual state honors by carding a final round NCHSAA record 7-under-65, helping to polish off a dominant performance that saw the team win their second state championship in as many years, third in four seasons. I'd imagine the mood around Pofftown these days is pretty good, huh?
It is. It's a lot of fun to be around everyone right now, so.
Now, did you get a hall pass? Like, did you have to return to school the next day after winning state? How's that work?
You know, I don't really know because I don't like to miss school, so I was pretty set on going back the next day to get my makeup work, but I'm sure other people may have wanted the day off, but we all went back to school.
I don't think anyone would be surprised, knowing what they're about to know about you and what you'll reveal, that, yeah, you were excited to get back to class the next day. We'll get to the classroom, but the trio of Pirates that made up this year's 4A championship-winning team, sophomore Macy Pate, who, by the way, made Bermuda Run West look like a putt-putt course a few weeks ago, posting an NCHSAA record 57 at the conference tournament. And then there's Anna Howerton, who's committed to play golf at High Point. Y'all combined for a two-round record score of 434 to win the team title, 17 strokes better than second place. This whole rewriting history sort of thing, is this something y'all, like, cautiously seek to do? Because you're not just easing past the competition, you're obliterating it.
I mean, I think really our focus is just play as well as we can. And if it's good enough to win, it is some days. And I think just kind of not focusing on what the competition is doing is something that's kind of unique to golf and what we kind of focus on as golfers, because, and all in all, we just want to post a good score. And think a lot of this will be a score versus a win.
Simplifying it, it's an easy game, right? Just focus on the score you can post. Control what you can control. There was one event this year where the three of you shot 92 as a team in a nine-hole event. You shot a 28, Howerton a 31. In fact, you've averaged, Morgan, a 31 per nine holes all season. Take me back to state, though, and the adjustments you made from day one to day two. You shot a 75 day one. Reagan holds only a single shot lead as a team. What were you thinking heading into the second and final day at Longleaf?
You know, I hadn't played that well the first day at all. I think that was maybe the worst I've putted in a while. So it was kind of like just go back to the process that we've used all season that's been working and focus on the process instead of trying to make something happen and force it to happen. Just kind of go back to what we've been practicing, what we know, and, you know, what we know will work.
Macy's 57. What was your reaction to the score she posted at the league tournament? Did you think there's no way when you saw that score posted in mid-October, or did you say, yeah, I absolutely knew she had that in her?
I wasn't shocked that she could shoot something like that because I play and practice with her all the time, and, you know, I see how good she is when she plays and how much she can get out of every shot, and I was really excited for her to see it because that's something really cool that a lot of people will never ever come close to doing. So
yeah, and it got national attention. Golf Week had done a feature article on her and the team as well. She went 27 and 30, recorded 14 total birdies in her bogey free round, including 10 in a row at one point, three straight to punctuate the new NC high school record by four shots. You shot a 64 that very same day, seven shots behind her. How competitive are you two on the course?
You know, I think we're both really competitive with each other, but it doesn't go past golf at all because we're obviously trying to push each other to do better, but I don't think we're ever really, like, competing against each other. It's more of just pushing one another.
Macy may have the low round on you, but from what I've gathered, Morgan, there's not a single person inside the same stratosphere as you when it comes to work ethic. I've read that rain or shine, you're putting in the extra work, which might include hitting balls for hours in the rain while no one else is. Where'd you pick up that kind of work ethic?
I don't really know. I love to practice, and honestly, I like practicing when the weather's really bad because that means there's no one at the golf course really, so I have all the facilities to myself to use. So I think I get the most out of my practice when it's not so nice out. But, you know, I sit there and I'm like, I could either go practice or I could be sitting at home watching TV. So,
your workout regimen, how would you describe it, though, in your own words? Give me a normal day in the life of Morgan Ketchum when it comes to working on her golf game.
So, like, during the school year, you know, I try and get practice in every day. And during the school week, I usually try and get at least 2 hours of practice in a day. And then on the weekends or days I don't have school, I'm usually out there and I play 18 holes. Maybe I'll go play another 18 later in the day. And then I'll, like, practice on the range, short game area, putting green for, like, 3 hours combined. So I could be out there in around, like, 6 to 8 hours on days I don't have school. And then I try and fit in like 2 to 3 days of going to the gym a week.
Furiously, all of us novice golfers are just taking notes. It's more than just getting out once a week or every couple of weeks. And, you know, that's obvious. But just listening to, you know, your commitment and your voice talk about the passion for being able to improve upon your craft, I would think a lot of this too stems from your roots in the classroom and your rank in school. Coach Allred tells me you're taking Physics 3 without even taking Physics 1 or 2 beforehand. How are you doing in the classroom? How much does that mean to you? I know you're excited to get back to school after winning state, but, you know, tell me about academics and the value that you put on that.
Yeah, I put a lot of value on academics. It's one of the most important things that I value. And, you know, I am taking a lot of AP classes, so that entails, like, lots of hours of homework. But I mean, it's worth it because I enjoy learning. I'll get college credit.
All right, if you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible. And that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
For the record, what is your rank in the senior class?
I think that right now it's 3.
Wow. Amazing. Good for you. Congratulations on that. Keep it up for sure. How far are you hitting the golf ball off the tee, though? I think that's the one thing we all want to know. What is Morgan Ketchum on the high school golf team? What is she hitting off the tee? How far?
Yeah, I mean, so really it depends on temperature, quality of the ground, saturation levels, wind. But I'd say it's probably carrying around like 250 and then maybe rolling out to like 275, 280.
I like how you prefaced it. You're trying to put a disclaimer on there like it's not all that impressive. You do know how hard it is for people to consistently do that, though. At least keep it straight in the fairway, and I know you're more accurate than most. So you're consistently pumping 250, getting some carry out to 280. I mean, that's incredible for somebody who's 18 years old, hasn't even started her collegiate career yet, and you're doing that consistently. I mean, a lot of your peers, right? I'm sure there's not many that are able to match you as long as you're consistently pumping the fairways.
Yeah, I mean, the consistency has definitely improved a lot. And I think that's been kind of big this past year because, I mean, I've always kind of hit it far, but it wasn't always controlled. So a lot of the times the distance was more hurtful than it was helpful in the game. And now that it's kind of straightened out and it's more consistent, I can use it to my advantage.
So what's been the difference? Is there some secret technique or video I should watch, maybe change my diet? What's been the difference for you? Just getting the reps and putting in the practice time?
Yeah, making sure I am seeing my coach every once in a while so I'm not straying too far off of what I need to be doing, really.
Speaking of diets, tell me about Coach Allred, the man who totes around Oreos while at practice. What's he like?
He's a lot of fun to be around. He's always trying to get us together, always trying to keep us positive, and he's just trying to make the course a place that we want to go to and trying to get everyone to get out there and practice together. Because you can be, a lot of the time you can be really good at practice and really good on your own. Then when you get playing with other people and stuff, you know, some of the nerves may kick in or you aren't used to that competitiveness. So he really pushes us to be competitive with each other and work together so we're more prepared when we play.
But he has kind of a more fun, more upbeat approach to it at the same time, is what you're saying?
Yeah, like for example, before the final day of stage, he shows us a video of his dog and he's like, I want this to be your guys' spirit animal today.
From what I can tell, he's come a long way from a man who didn't know much about golf, also from when he first took this job as an assistant more than 15 years ago, and then, you know, was furiously trying to learn as much as he could about the game by reading books and trying to be a better coach, you know, technique-wise, to be able to take on this charge that he has. And now he's turned Reagan into a powerhouse here over the last decade plus. He even admitted to me before this interview, Morgan, that his daughter, Victoria Allred, who won state 10 years ago at Reagan, the first of what is now 4 individual winners after your most recent accomplishment, made a remark that Jay's character resembles that of a certain award-winning TV show that's sweeping the nation right now. You have any idea who that might be?
You know, he had mentioned it to us, but I honestly forgot what it is because I don't really keep up with TV or anything like that.
I'm not surprised. I figured as much. Well, the lesson is he is the modern day Ted Lasso. He is Ted Lasso at Reagan High School for the Pirates women's golf team. So when you do get time in your life, Morgan, and look, no pressure. This doesn't need to happen in the next year. This doesn't need to happen in the next 5 or 10. I have a feeling Ted Lasso will stay current for the rest of time. It is an incredible TV show. So I think you'll see the parallels. And when Coach told me as much, I said, yeah, that's pretty cool. To be a guy who was an American football coach, go over to Europe and take over a European soccer club, not knowing the first thing about the game, but then turning it into a pretty impressive program. And it's more about the lessons away from the field, you know, just as much as the lessons on the field. So, and his mark on the team, again, goes unquestioned. 13 straight league titles, state championships in 3 or 4 years, national number one ranking even during the spring season. What is it about Reagan, Morgan, in your mind that's opened the door for this kind of success and enabled such dominance? What makes it so different from other schools?
I think it's definitely the people on the team and the environment that we've created, because we all love to practice and play together. We try and play together as much as we can. And then the course that we practice and play at is Maple Chase, and I'm also a member there. And they have, like, super good short game facilities. Like, you can hit wedge shots anywhere. They have 2 full-size greens down there to hit wedge shots up to, like, 80, 100 yards, and then they have a big putting green, big range. So being able to use those practice facilities kind of gives us an advantage versus some courses that don't really have much of a short game facility. And then the fact that there's other junior girls out there who want to play and practice and do competitive games down there.
That's really cool. I played Maple Chase for the first time a couple of weeks ago in a charity event, and yeah, that's a nice track. So to be able to have those facilities at your disposal, I would imagine, can give you a little bit of a leg up on the competition. There's a few of the girls, right, that are members over at Maple Chase. I mean, Maple Chase has quite the influence on the Reagan golf team.
Yeah, almost everyone outside of a couple people is a member at Maple Chase.
And you've committed to play now. It's paid off for Carol Robertson at Virginia Tech next season. She's built the Hokie program from scratch since becoming the program's first ever head coach in 2013. They're coming off their best season in program history. What is it about Robertson's recruitment of you and the university itself, Blacksburg even, that makes Virginia Tech so attractive to you?
I think it goes back to the environment. When I was there, it's just filled with the coaches, the staff member. They all want you to succeed, and they're all willing to do whatever they need to help you succeed. And obviously I can get a great education while I'm there too, and the golf team plays a good schedule. The coaches know what they're doing. They've done really well with their players that they've had. So
the Virginia Tech golf program is certainly trending upward. The arrow is pointing in a direction that it never has before, so that's exciting. And I can understand why you want to be a part of that. Have you thought about or decided on your major of what you want to study?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do a math major and then an actuarial science minor.
I can't even begin to wrap my mind around it. Well, I mean, what is it that you want to, if it weren't, let's say, playing on tour, and that may very well be in your future, like you're still charting your path, but outside of golf, like, what is the dream job, or what is something that you envision yourself doing during the rest of your life?
Yeah, so it would be to work as an actuary.
Okay, and what it, I mean, I don't even know, like, enlighten me. What exactly is an actuary? What do they do?
Yeah, so an actuary is kind of like a person who deals with risk and uncertainty. So it's like a fancy finance thing.
The Hokies participated in their first ever national championship in Scottsdale last season by way of their third straight NCAA regional bid, rose to a program best, number 14th nationally, boasted a pair of all ACC golfers for the first time, one of which qualified for the U.S. Women's Open. What are some of your goals for golf now as you continue to try and master this game, both at Virginia Tech and maybe even beyond?
Yeah, so I'd like to be able to play in the lineup more often than not when I'm there. And then I'd like to be in contention for some of the college tournaments. And then I think one of the bigger goals would be to be an All-American.
That's a pretty good goal to have. What other than golf makes Morgan Ketchum tick? We've talked a lot about the classroom and academics, but what other interests might you have in life outside of golf and the classroom?
I do a lot of arts and like crafty stuff and then some baking.
What do you like to bake?
I bake cakes, brownies, cookies.
I was going to ask, do you make a mean chocolate chip cookie? Because that's where it is. That's where it starts and ends for me. So that's all I need.
Yeah, you know, actually, like, on the golf team, Macy and I will get bets, and if I lose to Macy, it's often times that I have to make her brownies.
Coach Allred wanted me to ask a couple other things before I let you go. We can go quickly through this. I'm not going to disappoint your coach. Today's word of the day. You know what that is?
I haven't looked yet today. I'll tell you real quick.
This is something that you normally have prepared, though, right? Like, you bury your head in this sort of thing on a daily basis, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I do have an app on my phone that gives me a word of the day.
So what is it? You got the word of the day up?
Yeah, so I think it's foible. It's a noun, and it's a minor weakness or failing of character.
Is there such thing as a favorite word of the day?
My favorite word would probably be idiosyncrat, which means a peculiar person.
Amazing. Favorite animal?
It would have to be an okapi. It's kind of like a giraffe, zebra descendant type animal.
You're just spewing things out of your mouth that I've never even heard in my life. Like that goes to show you just how smart and how high the ceiling is for you here, you know, heading off to college. Do you have plans after graduation at all? Like something fun that you want to do to be able to celebrate as you turn to the next chapter in life?
I mean, I really enjoy spending my days at the golf course than going to the pool. So I'm really good with not really doing anything other than just golfing.
Okay. No, that's fine. I didn't know if there's any exotic trips or anything like that you'd like to do. What about a special skill? And I'm trying to tee up here because I read in one piece, I forget now exactly where I got it through all my research prior to talking with you, but there's a very unique skill that you do have. Do you know what I'm alluding to?
You know, is it the Morse code?
Yes. Tell me about that. How did that happen? Yeah. How much do you know? Like, enlighten us.
You know, I'm still learning it, actually. It's like this kind of game thing I've downloaded on my phone. But I figured, you know, why not? I read this book on the history of codes at one point, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to learn Morse code. So whenever I'm bored and I'm just sitting down, I'll just pull up the app and start learning it.
That is very unique. That is awesome. That's a sweet way to spend your time, certainly. And I don't know of anybody else that is trying to learn Morse code. So it's just another thing that makes you that sort of special. So very interesting person. The world is your oyster. So you and golf and academics and everything that the world has in store for you. Best of luck, Morgan, the rest of the way. Again, congratulations on another state championship back-to-back for Reagan High School, you being the 4A individual winner. She is Morgan Ketchum, and I appreciate you stopping by today on Triad Sports One-on-One.
Thank you.
I feel like I have a lot of catching up to do in life to reach the intellectual and academic level of one Morgan Ketchum. Don't you just love how she stiff-armed the nickname Icebreaker 2 off the bat? I thought I teed her up well. Instead, she clubbed down and clobbered me. Savage. But she's also a genius, at least when talking to me. I admit, I did not know what an actuary was, and in many instances, I was left speechless. Because, well, look at how intelligent she is. And her overall curiosity of certain subjects, well, it just blew my mind. I'd like to thank Jay Allred, head coach at Reagan, for helping to facilitate the visit. Allred is also publisher for Triad and Triangle Golf Today. He's got a super group of girls. His team has churned out some real talent over the years. Reagan's women's golf isn't going anywhere anytime soon, especially with Pate, Howerton, freshman Hillary Gong all returning. One additional question for Allred, though. Single stuff or double stuff? A hat tip on the way out to the job Dave Clawson has done, guiding Wake Forest to its highest national ranking in program history. The Demon Deacons check in at number 9 in the coaches' poll and 10th in the AP as the calendar turns to November. Through 9 weeks, the Deacs are 8-0, 5-0 in the ACC, after a 45-7 rout of Duke in front of a near-capacity crowd at Truist Field. Wake has scored at least 35-plus points in every game, the only team nationally to lay claim to that distinction. The last time there was this sort of success and buzz in Winston, 2006, when Wake finished 11-3, eclipsing double-digit wins for the first time in its history. They won the ACC for the first time in 36 years and represented the league in the Orange Bowl. By the way, don't look now, but college basketball season returns the second week of November. I'm Kyle Schassberger. You can find me at Kyle Schass, Twitter and Instagram. This has been Triad Sports One-on-One.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.